From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We've got a great night for you in store. In the next couple hours, we're going to be talking with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Again, that is the phone number. The phone number is 1-855-949-7234. And the website, of course, criticalhealthnews.com. Ben Fuchs, of course, is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist, and he's been with us for a number of years, along with Doc Wallach, bringing us the latest in health issues. And Ben Fuchs, my friend, welcome back, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Same to you, George. Great to hear from you again. Great to talk to you again.
Are you going to have a big Thanksgiving or a small one?
I'm just going to have a nice, quiet Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving because it's so quiet.
My daughters want to have a small one with just intimate family. I normally, every year, have invited people who don't have family that are my friends. Because I don't want them to be alone. One of the reasons we broadcast live on holidays, because we got a lot of people who are alone at night, and I want them to, you know that we're their family. We're there for them. They can count on us. Exactly. And
right.
So I'm in a little negotiating with my daughters right now about bringing these folks in. So
that's one of the hidden tragedies about what's going on today, George, is the loneliness and the isolation.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
And as they continue to shut down more things, like you can't go into a restaurant here in Los Angeles, St. Louis, and a lot of other places around the country. Las Vegas has got back down to 25%. How is a restaurant going to make money with allowing 25% people in?
Not only the restaurant, the waiters and the bus people and the dishwashers. And you know, you were talking earlier about lockdowns and mandatory lockdowns. We're talking about now about having another mandatory shutdown in the whole country. But even if there's no mandatory lockdowns, George, they're voluntary lockdowns. People are so scared that they're staying in the house. They don't want to come out of the house, especially older folks.
Absolutely. That's
the terrible thing here, is the fear-mongering that's going on.
We've got to do something on this.
Well, you know,
they've got to open up.
What Doc has been talking about, and I've been talking about on your program now for doing our presentations for decades, now is the time to leverage all of these ideas. Take care of your immune system, strengthen your body, don't eat crappy food, exercise, meditate, breathe. There's so many strategies that we can employ from the comfort of our own living rooms and bathrooms and kitchens and bedrooms that require no medical intervention. We have been convinced that we need to be pharmacalized to be back to health, that we need to be medicalized to be back to health. We have allowed the medical model to marginalize our ability, our God-given ability, to handle viruses, to handle what life gives us. We're the descendants of ancestors who had an immune system that responded to viruses and bacteria and adverse things that happen in life. That's just part of being alive, George. The trick is not to count on outside authorities to support our health, but to take care of ourselves, to be our own health authorities.
And there's
so many ways we can do it.
I wonder what's going to happen with all these closures if the COVID numbers are still going to go up or stay the same,
as opposed to
a dramatic reduction. You're right.
Mask wearers, most people who get COVID, according to the CDC, 70% of COVID infections were from people who were wearing masks.
And if you don't have the right mask, it's not going to do you any good.
It doesn't do anything. You know, if you ever wear a mask in the supermarket, anybody who's out there listening, when you wear your mask in the supermarket, walk past the detergent aisle, and you can smell the stuff coming right through. Or if you smoke cigarettes or if you vape, try smoking a cigarette and blowing the smoke through the mask. Watch what happens. It comes out the sides of the mask. It comes out the middle of the mask. And a viral particle is way smaller than the particulates that are coming out in smoke.
Well, let's talk about some fun things to make us healthy. To be sure, we'll talk about a little bit about Thanksgiving. We're going to take calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs at the half and also all of next hour. Tom will be taking your text and tweet questions as well. I've got several email questions that have rolled in for pharmacist Ben Fuchs. So let's talk about the Thanksgiving meal, the old traditional turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, you name it, and all that. Come on, once a year, it's not bad, right?
You know, George, I don't want to be the Grinch, you know, but eating is a young man's game. Eating's for kids. When you get older, you don't need to eat a lot of food.
A lot of food.
You still got to eat. You definitely have to eat, of course. But you don't eat a lot of food. And Thanksgiving, unfortunately, is about gluttony. It's about eating a lot of food. I mean, and
I can't, because the tryptophan and the turkey will put me to sleep, and I'm on the air Thursday night.
Right. Well, you know that after you eat, and it's not just the tryptophan, it's the calories. After you eat foods, we need a nap. After you eat a large meal, you need a nap. The blood is redirected to the digestive system. Not only that, but there are hormones that are secreted that make you tired after you eat. So eating induces fatigue. And one of the reasons why people are chronically fatigued is because they're eating so much food. The less you eat, the longer you live, George.
Oh, that's absolutely true. Matter of fact, I had a story yesterday that said that if you eat a regular vegan diet and stay away from meats, you are more prone to brittle bones.
Yeah, I read that. That's interesting. You know, veganism is very interesting because it's not necessarily a bad thing, but you miss out on a lot of nutrients. So if you are going to be a vegan or even a vegetarian for that matter, you have to pay really close attention to certain nutrients like iron, vitamin B12, certain proteins like taurine, certain amino acids like taurine, protein in general. And I can see why that would happen, because a lot of people who are vegans or vegetarians are philosophically opposed to eating meat, but they don't necessarily pay attention to the nutrition that's important if you're going to be on a sans meat kind of diet, only vegetables or only veganism. Now, if you're a vegetarian, at least eat eggs, because they are a powerhouse of nutrition, that a lot of nutrients that are only found in meats, for example. So if you're a vegetarian, at least eat eggs. If you're a vegan, you don't eat eggs, you're going to have a hard time, and I'm not surprised to see that they have a higher risk for fractures. But you can still do it, but you have to really pay attention to your supplementation.
Ben, first email, and it's from John, and he's writing for a female friend who's 32, 5'10", weighs 170 pounds, and apparently suffers from polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
Well, just break apart the name. Polycystic means many cysts, and they occur in the ovary.
In the ovaries, okay.
Yeah, right, polycystic ovarian, but the key word is syndrome. Syndrome means a lot of different things happen in response to those polycysts. For example, women who have polycystic ovarian syndrome will develop body hair. They may lose the hair on the head. They'll have problems with obesity. They'll have problems with their reproductive system. They'll have acne and oily skin. It's really a horrible, horrible condition, and it's unnecessary. Anytime you have lots of growth, whether it's skin tags or cysts or fibroids, two hormones are implicated, estrogen and insulin. Now, insulin is very easy to deal with. You simply go on a ketogenic diet or low-carbohydrate diet. You use your Sweeties from Longevity. Make sure you're getting your chromium and your vanadium. Make sure you're taking your ultimate niacin, which helps with blood sugar. Estrogen is a little bit trickier, but the best way to handle your estrogen is to make sure you lose body fat, because estrogen is made in body fat. Here's where it becomes problematic. The insulin and the estrogen cause cysts to develop, but then the cysts make male hormone. So now you've got a woman who's making lots of female hormone and lots of male hormone, and she's got problems with her blood sugar. And it is a real mess, and it leads to other health issues, including cancer, ultimately, God forbid, and also things like endometriosis and fibroids. So the best thing you can do is go on a ketogenic diet or low-carbohydrate diet. Make sure you're taking your essential fatty acids, your ultimate EFAs, and then make sure you do things for that help you lose body fat so you can lower your estrogen.
Ben, I've been seeing lately a lot of stories of people dying from Alzheimer's disease.
Oh, yeah.
How does that kill you?
Well, you know, it's interesting how it kills you. Ultimately, it kills you because you stop eating. People with Alzheimer's lose the ability to eat. They lose the desire to eat, and then they lose the ability to eat, to actually swallow food.
Oh, you mean they can't swallow anything?
They don't.
About, like, water and stuff?
They don't do any of that.
Oh, my God.
You have severe Alzheimer's.
Horrible.
My dad had it, and he passed away from it. It's pretty horrible. Most people who have severe Alzheimer's like that have comorbid conditions.
Oh my God! Do you like suffocate to death, or what happens to you?
It's a terrible thing. It's an awful. It's a curse. And again, George, it's unnecessary. It's tragic because you don't have to have it. Alzheimer's is type 3 diabetes. You probably heard of type 1 diabetes.
Type 1 and 2, that's right.
And type 2 is insulin resistance. Well, type 3 diabetes is Alzheimer's dementia. It's associated with blood sugar issues, and it's associated with a breakdown at the level of the digestive system. It comes back down to what I call the triangle of disease. I've talked about it before in this program. Number one, the digestive system. When you have breakdown at the level of the intestine, all kinds of crapola enters into the blood. This causes inflammatory reactions, leads to poor blood flow, blood circulation, and that causes problems with the brain. Elevated blood sugar also damages the circulatory system, again, causes problems with blood flow to the brain. And then the stress hormone cortisol, which older folks are making lots of anyway. You know, older folks have problems sleeping a lot of times, and that's because they're making lots of cortisol, and elevated cortisol or stress hormone is also associated with Alzheimer's. Take care of your blood sugar. Use your Sweeties from Youngevity. Take care of your digestive system. Make sure you're using your ultimate enzymes and probiotics, your nightly essence probiotics, and then relax the body. Make sure you're meditating, practicing deep breathing techniques, and exercise, too. You know, you have a sewage system in your brain. It's called the glymphatic system. You probably heard of the lymphatic system. Mm-hmm. That's in the body. The brain has the glymphatic system with a G, and the glymphatic system is cleared out. You know what? When we sleep. So make sure you're getting sleep, and that's another vicious cycle because older folks don't sleep, their glymphatic system gets clogged up, they get cortisol elevates, they don't sleep again, and the glymphatic system gets clogged up. You get this vicious downward spiral. So breathing, relaxing, lowering blood sugar, stabilizing the digestive system, these are all the strategies for everything, not just Alzheimer's.
We're coming back in a moment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that's the website to go to. I want to break another record. Just go for it. Look at it with your smartphone or your desktop, wherever you're listening to the program. We'll be back with calls with pharmacist Ben next. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com, and the webmaster for that website tells me we're on our way to another record, so keep popping it. And the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Tom will also be taking your text and tweets. We'll also take calls next hour. And I got one of my greatest calls last night, Ben. You know, in January, we start our 19th year I'm doing this program. 19 years, just truly remarkable. And you get to know a lot of the callers who call the program. And one of them, I was told a couple weeks ago, was rushed to the hospital in very serious condition. And all of a sudden, last night, I see his name pop up on the screen, and he's okay.
In the hospital?
He was in the hospital, but he's home now, and he's okay.
Very nice.
And it just reinforces what you do, what Doc Wallach does, what we do on this program, and that is we want people to be healthy.
Yes, we want people to be better. We want people to have quality lives. And I feel so blessed myself. I know you feel blessed yourself. It's not enough to just, when you have blessings like for health and friends and all your life is going well, it's just not satisfying unless you share it, unless you give it to other people, unless you help other people. And that's what makes a quality life, is how much of a difference, a positive difference, we make in other people's lives. And there's no way that you can describe the kind of good feeling you get, right, George?
That's absolutely true. And when you get to the mountaintop, if you do it alone, it's not fun.
It's not fun, exactly. It's about the relationships we have. It's about the connections we make, and it's about the people whose lives we make better.
Absolutely. I've got this email in from Jim. He says, I have 3 stages of cancer. I've asked a doctor in Houston to write me a prescription for vitamin D3, which they said they would since it was in their study.
It's interesting how doctors are becoming hip to vitamins now, by the way.
Right, but he says, I questioned them about zinc and vitamin C, and they didn't have a favorable response.
They didn't know about that one yet.
Nope.
They still don't know about it, but they're warming up to supplements. You know, when President Trump was in the hospital, they gave him vitamin D, they gave him zinc, they gave him vitamin C, they gave him melanin.
Oh, they gave him everything.
They gave him everything, right? And I noticed in emergency rooms they're using a lot of vitamin B1, thiamine. Doc's been talking about this for decades, how important vitamin B1 is. So the medical model is warming up to the idea of supplements. It's unfortunate for this gentleman, though, that they're not. They had a negative reaction to vitamin C because it's unbelievably valuable, intravenous vitamin C for cancer. As far as cancer goes, though, George, the most important thing for folks who are dealing with cancer is to understand that it's not necessarily a death sentence. I personally know numerous people who had stage 4 cancer and who have recovered. So it's not a death sentence. And the mental attitude is so darn important to understand that even if it's a cancer like pancreatic cancer, which is one of the most deadly cancers, or melanoma, even if 99% of people don't make it, 1% do. You know what I'm saying? You can be that 1%.
That's right.
There's no reason why. If the human body can do it, you can do it. So that's the first thing. And then the next thing is understand that cancer is a sign that the body has been under duress for a long period of time. And when I say the body, I mean the cell has been under duress. Cancer is a cellular phenomenon. You know, there's no such thing as breast cancer, George. There's no such thing as gallbladder cancer. There's no such thing as liver cancer. There is breast cell cancer. There is liver cell cancer. Why is this important? Because if we understand the nexus of the disease is at the cell level, then we can understand that all we have to do is take care of the cell. And the cell doesn't need a lot of stuff. The cell needs a nutrition, it needs oxygen, and it needs a clean place to do its work, period. That's all a cell needs. So you give it nutrition with a Mighty 90 essential nutrients. You pound the nutrients. You give it oxygen by making sure you're breathing. By the way, I don't know if you saw this study that came out about hyperbaric oxygen reversing the aging process. It came out a couple days ago, last week. Oxygen is incredibly valuable. Under conditions of low oxygen, cells become cancerous, period. End of story. So if you have cell in a petri dish, you rob it of oxygen, it becomes cancerous. So making sure you're practicing deep breathing techniques and exercising and doing things to improve respiration. There's a great app you can get on your cell phone called Breathing Zone. I use it every morning and every night. It walks you through the inhalation and exhalation process. And then thirdly, keep the body clean. And the most important place where the body becomes unclean is through foods, especially sugar, and cancer loves sugar. So making sure you're detoxifying, using detoxifying strategies. You know, Jevy's got a bunch of great detox products, by the way. And making sure you're moving your body, getting on a rebounder to move the lymphatic system, you know, the mini trampoline that we're always talking about, jumping up and down on a rebounder, exercising, doing stairs is great. Making sure you're moving the body. When you're sick, George, sometimes you don't feel like moving. You know, sometimes when you don't feel like moving, that's the time you want to move the body. The body depends on movement for energy, for developing electricity. So making sure you're moving the body becomes very important as well. And then relaxing. Meditation is one of the all-time great health strategies, including for cancer. And numerous studies show that a meditation practice reduces the markers for cancer. So making sure you maintain the correct attitude, supplementing, exercising, keeping the body clean, and starting a good, healthy breathing practice.
Let's go to the phones. Leroy is in Gilroy, California. Hi, Leroy. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Leroy.
Thank you. And God bless you both for the work you do.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a totally disabled Vietnam combat veteran. I'm an amputee. They have me on hospice care. I have problems with the blood plaque the plaque in the blood from my stomach to the rest of my body. I've had huge muscle mass loss, and I'm not able to exercise, and I'm an amputee because of a booby trap in Vietnam.
Oh,
so I'm in a wheelchair. What do I do? Because they put me on this fentanyl patch.
Oh, my God.
I'm asking whether or not I should use the fentanyl on top of the oxycodone that I'm already on in order to have any movement at all.
Well, I can't tell you what to do with your medication. That's between you and your doctor. But there's a few things that you might want to do. Which is it? Your leg that's amputated?
Yeah, left leg.
Yeah. So you might want to do wheelchair exercises. Do you have somebody who's doing those with you? A therapist who's doing wheelchair exercises with you?
No, I meditate and I do.
That's great. That's awesome. A meditation practice is awesome, and getting your mind right is definitely very important. As you know, if you're in the military, that's one of the things they teach you, is to get your mind right. So that's very important to have that kind of attitude. I would be doing, if you can, wheelchair exercises. If you have a therapist who could do them, to just move the body, because you're in a wheelchair, you're not going to be able to move a lot, but you'll at least be able to move your upper body, and then practice the breathing techniques. And I'm going to tell you to get on the Healthy Start Pack, and also, in particular, the Ultimate Niacin, which is really important. But if you can stay on the line, Can we get this gentleman's address, George?
Oh, you want to send up some?
I want to send something.
Okay, Tom, grab line 3 if you could. Get the address for Ben.
And then I'll just tell you a couple more things. The Healthy Start Pack, and then the Ultimate Niacin will be very helpful. There's a lot you should be doing, but that's a good start for you.
All right, and thank you for doing that, Ben. By the way,
absolutely.
I wish we could do that for everybody.
you know, I wish I could do it for everybody, too.
I still want to set up this not-for-profit we've talked about where we can raise GoFundMe money.
I don't know how to do that, but I'm all for it. I'll definitely support
it. Well, we just helped one of our listeners out of a very serious situation, and one of our other listeners set up the fund, and I did that. Normally, we don't. But, you know, I know these people. And,
and you hear these stories, George, it just breaks your heart.
It really does. Let's go to Mike in Florida. Welcome to the show. Mike, you're on with Ben Fuchs. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike.
Thank you, George, and hello, Ben. I've got, I'm Air Force retired, 72 years old, 5'8", 220 pounds, little kidney problem, high blood pressure, cholesterol. I've also heard you talk several times about cataracts and glaucoma, which I've just got started with glaucoma, been notified of it, putting drops in the eyes. I know I heard the doc talk about some type of supplements that may clear up the cataracts as well as the bone structure for the glaucoma. Anything you can help?
Absolutely, 100%. You said you're 5'8", 220. I didn't hear your age. 42, did you say?
How old are you, Mike? 72.
Oh, 72. It's a blood sugar issue. Now, at this point, there's probably a lot of other things, but the first thing I think of when I hear all your symptoms is blood sugar. Now, I don't know if you've been diagnosed as a diabetic or not. It doesn't really matter. You have all the symptoms of messed up blood sugar. This happens as we get older, even if we're, you don't have to be just drinking.
You could be thin.
And you could be fit as well, absolutely. The markers that you're, all the symptoms that you have, classic blood sugar symptoms, cholesterol, the eye problems, et cetera. So you got to start working on your sugar. I'd be going on a ketogenic diet as soon as possible, restricting your calories as soon as possible, getting on the Sweeties from Youngevity as soon as possible, getting on the Ultimate Niacin and the Ultimate Selenium from Youngevity as soon as possible. Think blood sugar. Even if you haven't been diagnosed as a diabetic, think like a diabetic. Not only will it help you reduce your symptoms, but it will prevent further symptoms and deterioration as you get older.
And, of course, criticalhealthnews.com is the website we invite you to go to, and the toll-free number to call for just about anyone. And Tom is getting the address for Leroy for you, Ben. So
Great.
We'll give it to you at the top of the hour. This Critical Health News number to call where there are people that are giving you assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Text and tweets, we get those. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
This one in from Jason in Long Island, New York. Please ask Ben to talk about foot care and what a person can do as a daily regimen.
Exfoliate.
Foot care.
Yeah, exfoliate is one of the best things you could do. Get yourself some apple cider vinegar or some red wine. Put it in water, in warm water.
I thought you were going to say drink it.
No, not drink it. Put it in warm water and soak your feet. Keep in mind the feet and the hands, the extremities, the fingers and toes, hands and feet, those are the parts that, as we get older, those are the first things that start to go because the circulatory system doesn't always reach to those areas.
Why does the skin on the feet get so rough?
Because you're not, as we get older, or just in general?
In general.
In general, because a couple of reasons. First of all, under conditions of nutritional deficiency, nutrients will go to the center of the body. They'll get pulled into the center where your organs are, away from the extremities. That's number one, especially under conditions of fat deficiency. So one of the best things you could do for hard, dry feet is the ultimate EFAs. Make sure you're getting essential fatty acids. The second thing is that you don't get blood supply to the extremities as you get older. And even if you're unhealthy, you don't get blood supply. And a lot of people think they're healthy, but as they get older, or even if in their 30s or 40s, if they have symptoms like hard, dry feet, that's a sign that they're not as healthy as they could be. And that has to do with the circulatory system. Sugar will exacerbate circulatory problems, and that's why diabetes is the leading cause of amputations. And diabetic neuropathy, I don't know if ever knew anybody who had that, but that is one miserable health condition, and that's another sign that you're not getting blood flow to the extremity.
Oh, and what happens with neuropathy?
What
are the symptoms?
Oh my God, my mom's dealing with it. You don't get blood, and when you don't get blood to the extremities, when you don't get blood to the extremities, the nerves start to become inflamed. And when the nerves become inflamed, they scream at you.
It's like shingles of the feet, huh?
And it's burning. It's like your legs are on, your feet are on fire.
Itchy?
Itchy is the least of it. That's the fire. Because your nerves
Jeez,
are screaming.
What a horrible condition.
It's horrible. And it's, again, George, It's so tragically unnecessary. If anybody's dealing with a neuropathy condition, go on a ketogenic diet and use your diabetic strategies ASAP, including calorie restriction.
So neuropathy is a offshoot of diabetes?
It's one of the symptoms of diabetes. Most people who have neuropathy either have diabetes. And keep in mind, George, the designation for the diagnosis of diabetes is an arbitrary number, 120. You could be at 110 and not be a diabetic, but you could still be manifesting the symptoms. So just because you haven't been diagnosed as a diabetic doesn't mean you're not, or at least it doesn't mean you don't have messed up blood sugar. So what you want to do is you want to go by your symptoms. If you have neuropathy, guaranteed you've got a blood sugar problem, among other things.
Did you hear about the metformin recall, which is used for diabetics? It apparently causes cancer.
Well, there's an ingredient in there that's like the stuff that's in bologna and salami. You know how
the nitrates.
The nitrate. It's a specific kind of nitrate. It's a nitrogen compound, and it was a contaminant in drugs. But listen, George, I know how the sausage is made, okay? I studied these drugs. There's no good drugs. Do you need them occasionally? You know, I say sometimes maybe.
Yes, sure.
But get off of them as soon as you can. Start to wean yourself off of them as soon as you can. Always work with your physician, but tell your physician, I want to wean myself off the drugs. There's no good drugs. The philosophy, the paradigm of the idea of medicalizing ourselves back to health is flawed fundamentally. It doesn't work fundamentally. There's no drugs that cure you. There's no drugs that fix you. There's drugs that mask your symptoms and control your symptoms, and occasionally you need that to have happen. But you know what, George? I've got a solution for really taking care of the problem. Everything we've been talking about for the last 6 years on this program, really take care of the problem. And by the way, that includes the vaccine. And that includes all the so-called strategies and pharmaceuticals.
Are you going to take the vaccine?
They're going to make it if you want to fly. You know?
Oh, no. Don't tell me they're going to make it mandatory for that.
No, just to fly or just to go into, you know, to go to the theater or just go to live your life.
You actually think they're going to force those of us who fly?
They've already started, George. It's already started. They've tested it.
That was my biggest concern about the vaccine.
So, you know, what are you going to do? The world's going to be structured so that you're the wacko if you don't take the vaccine. Listen, George, do you think the vaccine prevents infections? That's not what the vaccine does.
No,
it lowers
of course
symptoms.
Not.
It reduces.
And in this vaccine, you have to take two doses.
And two doses that have side effects. And they want you now, they're preparing you for the side effects.
Well, hopefully we will fight the mandatory forcing of this stuff, to be sure. We're going to come back in a moment, Ben. We've got a final hour to go with you. Fast night. We're going to take more calls with Ben Fuchs, pharmacist Ben Fuchs. So get ready to make the call at criticalhealthnews.com.